Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Council, and this is Tone It Up Tuesday. Today, we're going to talk about how to shift successful outcomes in your favor. If things aren't working out the way you had hoped, if you are not losing the weight you wanted to lose, if you're not building and strengthening your body to your satisfaction, if you're not achieving all those amazing goals that you set for 2019, then today's show will help you, or it might help you. Depends on what the issue is. But either way, when you have an understanding of how to shift the energy to make things work out in your favor, then life just doesn't get any better than that. So when you want to shift an outcome, knowing how to do that, knowing what it takes to make that happen, or one of the things that it takes to make that happen, and to make it happen much faster, actually, that will benefit you a great deal. You're going to achieve at a higher level. So when I say how to shift successful outcomes in your favor, that means that how to shift away and turn away from not achieving, how to turn away from what we call failure, how to open your mind and accept the unlimited possibilities for your life. Because see, when you can learn how to make that shift, and that shift is actually done through surrender. So we're going to talk about the power of surrender. And when you can learn how to make that kind of shift, then you feel a lot freer. There's no stress. There's no anxiety. There's still hopefulness. There's still inspiration. There's still excitement. And there's also a creativity within you that's stimulated. So now you can think of more things. So this is Tone It Up Tuesday. What does surrender have to do with the physical body? It has everything to do not only with the physical body, but with your physical environment. And as you know, Tone It Up Tuesday, it's about more than just your physical body, your muscles and losing weight. It's also about what goes on your mindset and what you bring into your physical environment that can affect you. So when we understand the power of surrender, learning to let go, then things really will shift in our favor. So I'm going to give you, I think, three reasons why you want to surrender and how powerful that can be in your life. Now, let me give you a physical example of what surrender feels like when you're building your physique. And then we're going to talk about how surrender can actually benefit you across the board. Well, first of all, think about this. If you want to build muscle, one of the things that personal trainers often recommend is that you lift until failure. So you build muscle when you lift until you can't lift anymore. So you've done all you can do. You can't even, lift even if you wanted to. You've done so many repetitions and to the point where even what is maybe 30 or 40 pounds, which is normally light for most people, and you should be able to just lift it without even thinking about it. But when you lift until you can't lift it anymore, at some point, even 30 or 40 pounds becomes very heavy. So what happens is you have to let go. At this point, you let go and your muscles will take over. In other words, they will do the job. They will start to build because now they're in the process of repairing themselves and repairing in a way such that it produces more lean muscle in your body. So when it comes to surrendering, you can use that ideology or the concept of surrender in any situation. Now, let's move on and talk about mindset, and let's talk about, your physical environment. The thing about understanding when it's time to surrender, when you are holding on to something, you're stressed out, you're worried about how are you going to make more money? How are you going to build that business? How are you going to get what you want out of that business or even a relationship or any of those things, your business life, your personal life? And you said, you know what? you lay awake at night and it's just stressing you out beyond repair. The key is for you to surrender. Here's what happens. Or the first key, I would say, is when you can surrender, now you are calmer. You are more on the side of faith, and you are more on the side of confidence, trusting that, you know what, if for whatever reason this doesn't work out, whatever comes after that, it's going to be phenomenal. It's going to be awesome. It's going to work out in my favor. So it's easy to get distracted by putting the wrong pictures in our mind. So when it comes to using surrender as it relates to your mindset, that can be a very powerful tool for you. And you've met people who really worry about everything and stress out over everything and find reasons to worry about something that doesn't even exist. People who live in this world where they don't trust anybody, and as a result, they are always on pins and needles. When you do that, if you're in business, I can tell you right now, you are sending your energy in the wrong direction. So when you can surrender and say, you know what? Whatever comes is going to come. I am going to do the best that I can and the best that I know how to do. And whatever it is, I don't know. I'm going to connect with someone who has a track record, who has built something. And when I connect with them, then I'm going to learn from them and I'm just going to keep going. And the point meaning you're going to surrender to the point where your humility allows you to seek answers from perhaps those who know and from people that, you know, are what I call proven gurus. Okay. The proven gurus are not the ones who got downsized from corporate America and all of a sudden put up a website and then pretend to tell you how to earn $1 million. No, the proven guru is the one who's actually been there, done that. So when it comes to surrendering, the object of the game is to understand that when you can learn to surrender, it can help you be more creative, help you have a stronger mindset. So surrender, it actually helps you to focus more. You don't compare yourself to other people. And because you're more focused, you instantly will know when you need to refocus your energy on your own gifts and talents. And you get that You throw away any kind of self-doubt that's going on in your mind. And let me tell you, this will give you such a big boost of confidence. So surrender will help you stay focused. It will calm your mindset. Here's the second thing. You know, as we work to achieve our goals, if we are stressed out, if we are focused on the wrong things, if we are allowing our mind to run rampant, then we won't achieve the goal. Why? Because our minds are all over the place. So there's no true focus. There is no real confidence going on. There's just you bouncing around. And anybody that comes along who sounds like they know what they're talking about, or who sounds like they can make life easier for you. Hey, you know what? You just spend $12,000 and you know what? You'll be rich in a month. Okay, really? See, that's you grasping at straws, trying to make something happen because you're either stressed out over money or there's something that you want. And well, let's be honest, you are not really willing to put in the work for it. See, when we are outside of surrender, we will do things that are counterproductive to our own success, thinking that this is going to make us more successful. But when we are wrapped up in surrender, then guess what? We will learn that we can't control our outcomes, that all we can do is give our best. And we will learn to put our attention on the things that we can control. And the things that we can control would be taking care of ourselves, meaning taking care of your physical body, exercising, eating right, getting, you know, deep breathing, going out and getting some sunshine and doing whatever it takes so that you are physically strong, which will, of course, strengthen your mind. Getting enough sleep instead of staying awake, worrying about where's the money going to come from or will you actually reach that goal? instead of stressing about those things. And when you can do that, then guess what? You're going to be super surprised about what's going to happen in your life. You're going to feel more excited about getting up in the morning. You're going to feel more positive. And yes, your health is going to improve tremendously. And guess what? The opportunities are going to open up. And here comes the floodgates. The floodgates are going to open up and opportunities are going to come flooding through there. So it is important that you understand that surrender, it will help you to achieve the goals that you're passionate about, the goals that you set for yourself. So that's the second reason or the second kind of power behind learning to surrender. And finally, the other thing about surrender provides a tremendous amount of inspiration for you and into your life. You know, rigid people and people who are so, focused on doing it a certain way, as opposed to surrendering so that they can learn the right way to do something so they can get what they want. Those kinds of people often fail. They often, and as I've talked about, and I have to always qualify this, because many times I say, well, there's no such thing as failure. It's just limited thinking. And that is what failure is. In fact, they failed because they're so rigid, they become single-minded, and they've limited their options. So when you do limited thinking, you're not going to get to where it is you want to be. So surrender will inspire you because now your mind is open and you're open and you are okay with letting go. You're not allowing the stresses of life, the fact that it doesn't look like it's happening, it doesn't look like it's going your way, it doesn't look like you're succeeding, but you know that you're doing what it is you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it. You know that you're learning what you need to learn when you're supposed to learn it. You know that you're connecting to the right people that can help you fill in the blanks and kind of close those gaps that need closing. So if you know that you're doing all of these things, you are in fact giving it your all. And it's like the analogy I gave at the beginning. When you build muscle, you lift until you can't lift anymore. You've done all that you can do. So at that point, your job is done and it's your job to let go. It's your job to surrender and let those muscles rebuild and grow and do their part. And that's how surrender works. When you can learn to surrender, it doesn't matter if you want more money, if you want a nicer living environment, if you want a better relationship, if you want to have a better physique, if you want to sleep better, become more creative, the list could go on and on. When you can surrender, when you can let go, you're going to become more energized. Because you know the thing about surrender? At the end of the day, being able to surrender, that means that you are truly operating in faith. And it also means that you're operating with the kind of confidence that it takes to be successful on the level that you're supposed to go to at that point in your life. So you want to remember to surrender. With that being said, you guys, that's all I have for you today. But I want you to consider this, that when it comes to surrendering, do you surrender? Look at what you're working on. Look at your relationships. Look at your fitness regimen. And are you stressed out over any of that? What's going on in your mind? What's going on in your heart? So think about these things. And if you realize that you are stressing yourself out, now don't confuse stress and a lack of surrender. Don't confuse that with being focused and putting in the work, okay, and hard work, okay, because hard work does not necessarily, that doesn't mean that you are not surrendering. Remember, we lift when you're building muscles, you lift till failure. You lift until you can't lift anymore. So that means you focus and you do your part until you can't do anymore. And when you've done your part and you've done all you can do, then wow, you know, God will step in. Okay. And the ideas will come and whatever you need, it will show up. Even if it's in the form of you surfing the internet and there's a book that pops up and you go, wow, I've been looking for that. See, there, you're not in any, by any means, or you're not alone in any journey that you decide to embark on in life. Business, fitness, all of the above. Anything that I accomplished is really worth anything. I can assure you, it's not just me doing it all alone. Because when I reach a point where I'm like, okay, I don't know where to go next, without fail, you know I've done my part, and without fail, doors open for me. I meet the right people and things happen so that I can continue to move forward. You know, because I'm operating in my gifts, I'm doing what I'm passionate about, I'm using my strengths. And where I'm weak, when I decide to surrender, then my weaknesses are compensated for by those who step in and educate me or help me or kind of push me to go in a different direction. Either way, it all works out. Listen, that's all I have for you guys on this Tone It Up Tuesday. Be sure to get excited about toning up every aspect of your life. Get the car, everything. Just tone it all up to the point where you wake up and you're super excited about what you are surrounded with on a daily basis. Okay, tone up your relationships. It doesn't matter. Tone it all up. Hey, you guys, enjoy this day and do life with power.